unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Ruth, scorn, crowned your head with thorn. No greater love performed for me. Nails in your hands, nails in your feet, pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in all of the price you paid. And I never knew what a love so true. You gave your life, and still I hurt you. Lost so many times, crucified you again. But I repent, forgive me for my sins. And you paid it all up on the cross. You bled and died 'cause I was lost. So here I am, surrendering all. Lord, hear my cry. My knees I fall, for you paid it all. All, you paid it all, you paid it all. I realize I'm no good, ain't no money I can pay in exchange for the blood you shed. You shed for my sins. So I surrender my heart, my life, my all, as a living sacrifice. Lord, I give up everything that is not pleasing in your sight, so I can have everlasting life. And I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life, and still I hurt you. Lost so many times, crucified you again. But I repent, forgive me of my sins. For you paid it all up on the cross. You bled and died 'cause I was lost. So here I am, surrendering all. Lord, hear my cry. My knees I fall, for you paid it all. All, you paid it all. All, for you paid it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And glory to your name. I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray. Pray and help me, please. But he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all of your needs. As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, and I let go and I let God have his way. And that's when things start happening, when I stop looking at back then, and I let go and I let God have his way. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle, oh, I struggle from day to day. And I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know that I put it in his hands, that everything will be all right. And soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story ends, I let go and I let God. I let God have his way. And that's when things start happening. And I stop looking at back then. And I let go and I let God. I let God have his way. Let go. Let God, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, let go, and let God. My brother, you can't handle it. Let God. My sister, let it go, and let God. Young child, you can't handle it. Let God, let go. And let God, let go, and let God, let go, and let God. What would we do without the Lord? He is our bread of life, sent down from glory. Bread of life, sent down from glory. And many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, bread of heaven, sent down from glory. Many things, many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, you are the living word. Awesome ruler, yes. Gentle redeemer, God with us. God with us, the living truth. And what a friend we have in you. Why? Because you are the living word. Awesome ruler. Gentle, gentle Redeemer, God with us. God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you. And you are the living word. Jesus, Jesus, and that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you. Manger born, but on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you. Manger born, but on a tree, you died to save humanity. Yeshua, Yeshua, come on. That's what we call you. Manger born, but on a tree, and you died to save humanity. You are the living word. Hallelujah.
Amen. We are going to go into prayer now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are so grateful for just another opportunity to be in your presence. We're on a telecommunications sanctuary, but God, your word declares that where any two or three are gathered together, there you are in the midst. And not only that, anything we ask for, it shall be done. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we come before your almighty presence. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient, God. You know all things. And God, we come before you in a spirit of humbleness, in a spirit of gratefulness, because in your presence there is a fullness of joy, and at your right hand pleasures forevermore. So God, in the name of Jesus, we also come confessing of our sins, for the word of God declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so for that, we come confessing of our sins, that we will be open and pure to all that you have for us to do, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we do know that if we confess of our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare right now that every part of this call be anointed to destroy yokes, God, to deliver and to bring hope, life, in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word declares that you came that we have life and have it more abundantly. And now, Lord, we pray, God, for the host. We pray for the speaker of the hour. We pray now for this entire master's call right now in the name of Jesus. You know every need on the line. And God, your word declares that you shall supply our need according to your riches and glory. So, Father, we thank you for your divine anointing on this line today. We thank you for your people, oh God, and we thank you for a move of God like never before. For I hear in my spirit the word of God declaring that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither enter into the hearts of men what you have prepared for those that love you. So, Father, we decree and declare now victory be our portion today, and we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Take it away.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, Minister Nicole. Thank you so much for that beautiful greeting this morning and that powerful, powerful prayer. Welcome to the team. We so appreciate you and all that you do. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for the praise and worship this morning. We say you are beautiful. That was so beautiful this morning. So appreciate you, too. Thank you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I am glad to be the host this morning. Let me just share a little bit about this powerful call. Well, I just say this morning, the journey we was on right now on October 2010, the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. And they started us with a scripture, Psalms 88:13, but you are cried out, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, yes, we do have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin our day. Amen. We have a website that you can visit 24/7. Anytime something gets heavy on your mind, you can go to this site, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and all the messages has been archived on that site, as well as the bio of our awesome speaker. The theme for this year, 2021, is that God's strategic, shifting, prophetic, suddenly, and holy stands are being established, and supernatural reveal. That's reading from Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord, be a part of that blessedness as greeted as Minister Nicole and a host as yours truly, or a sonist as Minister Ruth, or a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or praise report. Please submit all your info at themastercall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Turrell, will contact you. But on Friday, in the second half, we have a treat that you can stay on and share with us live, praise report and prayer requests. So we would like everyone to do that. Oh, our phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. We're the great products to help the world become healthy. And I always like to say wealthy, and anyone come 3 feet of you, you share that information. Don't be silent. The new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Art of Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, or Cricket, we have a bypass number so you will not be charged. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday. We are going to have the Power Couple. We'll be sharing with you today the Flanagan's Healthy Men's Month. This is Healthy Men's Month. Erectional dysfunctional. And that's what's the subject today. So we ask everybody to any leaders in your life, please share that call with them. If they can't see it here now, they can listen to it later. If not this afternoon, we have Facebook Live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can share it with them. So we want everyone to make sure everyone is happy Father's Day in advance. And also my birthday that same day. So it's going to be a really good day. And I want everyone to make sure, the men in your life, that you make sure that they stay healthy. And I want to also share with you, please stay in touch with your, stay connected to your WhatsApp app, your Facebook, and also check your website twice a day. We are just so grateful to be a part of this Artist Life family. So let me just share with you a little bit about the speaker, because I can just get out of the way so we can hear what she has to say. She needs no introduction, but I'm going to share a little about her. Well, let me just say, our speaker today is always giving us encouraging messages that we can go out and share with each other. Her name is Prophet Kai Brown, born in New York City, currently reside in the great state of San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kai received her B.S. Electronic Engineering in 1966. She is called to minister in 2000 as a lay minister. God led her to a seminary where she received her Master of Art in Pastoral Counseling, a Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture that I love dearly, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you." Hallelujah. She has a wonderful son. No, this is our son, Christopher, who she loves so much. Prophet Kai is a publisher. Her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. Also, she's my prayer partner, and she also is artist distributor. And I can go on and on about her, but we ask everyone to just go and check the website. You can hear her extensive bio. Without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others none other than our friend, Prophet Kai. Are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear. Take it away, darling.
Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And to Minister Nicole, thank you for joining the team and just feeding and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And Psalmist Ruth, thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Cocola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thank you for your obedience and your yes. And that is why we are here this morning. And we just want to give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to our Daddy God, and honoring the Holy Spirit who is ever present with us. We are going to jump right into the Word and just get right to it. We are in the I Am series, and as I was visiting with some friends and at their church this week, the Lord was like, nope, you're not finished yet. And so I had to laugh because I'm like, okay, Lord, I am what this time, Lord? Not, you know, after seeking him and praying and just asking him, he was like, I am your growth. And I was like, ooh, Lord, that's going to be a hard one, because growing is not always fun. growing is sometimes very painful. And then he reminded me of Ephesians 4, 14 and 15. We are not meant to remain as children, but to grow up in every way into Christ. And I was like, ooh, wee. But to grow up in every way of Christ. So today's word is, I am your stretching. But anytime your growth, I am your stretching. But the subtitle is, Lord, give me the grow through. Not to grow up, but the grow through. Because we know that every situation that presents itself to us is an opportunity for us to grow through it. Grow into that next thing that God has for us. So, Lord, give me the grow through. Because I don't want to get stuck. I don't want to be in a situation longer than I need to. But if God gives us each the growth and the ability to obtain the lessons that we need to learn in a situation, the ability to keep moving through the situation, then no matter what it looks like, feels like, smells like, or tastes like, we will grow through it to that next thing God is calling us to. So, Lord, give us the growth through. We understand that God is stretching us with every opportunity he presents to us. For some of us, it was our artist life business, which was an opportunity he gave us to grow into the ability to speak to people about things no matter what the circumstance was. So artist life was our stretching to be able to deal with people on a different level. So we have to be cognizant of every situation that God is bringing us to. Because what are we to get from that? How are we to grow? Are we allowing God to stretch us, to give us the grow through in that process? Are we giving him the ability, the right to stretch us? Or are we closed off to what God is saying to us and what he desires for us to do? Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to do the job that he was sent to do? Are we allowing that? Are we allowing God to be the I am in our lives? Are we allowing him to stretch us, or are we simply trying to stay in our comfort zone? I don't know about you, but stretching is not always fun. Growth is not always fun. However, when we are growing in the wisdom and the knowledge and the grace of God, then we are given the opportunity to learn the things that we need to learn, to be prepared for the things that we need to be prepared for that next stage of life. 2 Peter 3 and 18 says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. So if we're honest about what we're supposed to be doing, we are supposed to be growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. We're supposed to be growing to be more and more like Jesus. God is stretching us to make us more like our big brother. We need to make sure that we are working it out according to his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. 1 Timothy 4 and 15 says, practice these things, immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. Practice these things. See, that is a growth process. Practice is an active verb. Practice, it means to do something over and over and over and repetitive. See, because some of us need repetition to learn and grow. So if we practice these things and immerse ourselves in them, that means dive deep into them so that all may see your progress. See, because we don't want to be stuck at the same place we were last year. We don't want to be stuck next year at the same place we are today. I don't want to be stuck next week at the same place I am today. I want God to have his perfect work in me. I want him to have his perfect will in me. I want to see that process of growth continue each and every day. Is it fun all the time? No. But, oh, my Lord, is it worth it to be in the presence of God? See, because when we're allowing him to stress us, we are in his presence. So we have to make sure that we are allowing God to be the I am in our lives. Lord, give me the grow-through every time I think about them. I desire more of him. Because the more I have of him, the easier it is to grow through any situation, circumstance, or anything that presents itself to us. I didn't say it was easy. I said it was easier as long as we are in the presence of the Lord. So we have to make a choice. We have to decide that we are going to allow God to be the I am in our lives. And in this case, it means allowing him to stretch us, allowing him to remove us from our comfort zone, allowing him to put us in situations and circumstances that will cause us to lean more heavily on him. See, because if we're honest, it's not about us. It's about God. It's about having his perfect will for our lives. It's about being in his perfect will. Because if we are walking in his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us, which is his perfect will for our lives, then we are in his presence and it's going to cause a stretching and we are going to need the growth through. See, because God is not going to keep us in the same place. It's going to require some new tools for our tool belt. And if we are not doing our part and allowing him to be the God in our lives, then that stretching may not be occurring. That growth may not be occurring. So we have to make a decision to allow God to stretch us, to give us the growth through, to be the God in our lives. So we have to know and come to a place where we trust God just completely. And I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes if we're honest, we don't trust God with certain situations in our lives. We want to keep that to ourselves. Oh, no, I'll handle that one, God. That one I got. But really, how crazy does that sound? We're going to help God. Again, I've said this over and over. We're going to help God. We can't help ourselves, so what can we really do to help God? We can allow him to use us. Hebrews 5:12-13 says, you have been Christians a long time now, and you ought to be teaching others. So what God is saying there is instead of you needing the milk yourself, after a while, you should be able to chew on the meat and help others chew on the meat and digest it. We've got work to do. Excuse me. And a person who is living on milk isn't very far along in the Christian life and doesn't know much about what is what. We have to make sure that we are no longer just drinking the milk, but that we are able to chew on the meat and digest it. See, we need to be able to take the word and break it down as we have grown in the grace, wisdom, and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to make a decision that even though our beginnings were small, that our latter days will be great. Job 8:7. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Let us not grow weary. See, growth can be in a negative direction if we're growing weary. See, we don't want to be growing in the wrong way. We want to grow in the grace and knowledge of God and become more like our big brother Jesus. Because that is the desire that God has for us. So we need to make sure that we are discerning those things of God, that we are hearing and listening as we pray to know what God is saying to us. Lord, give me the growth through as you continue to stretch me. Don't let me get stuck in the growth process, but continue to allow me to grow through it with each situation and circumstance. With each conversation, Lord, let me take something from it. Lord, present those people, those who have authority over me. Give them the ability to see those things in me where I need to grow and where I need to stretch. Give me, and I'm talking to each of us, give us each a receptive heart to receive that from those God has given spiritual authority over us. Let us be humble and willing to grow through the process. Let us be humble and willing to allow God to stretch us. Because the word says willing and obedient. See, a lot of us have that obedient part down because we don't want to deal with the consequences that come from disobedience, whether that's in the natural or in the realm of the spiritual. We don't want to deal with those consequences. But the willing part, we don't always have down. Well, let me speak for myself. I don't always have down. Sometimes I have to go kicking and screaming. But I pray each and every day, God, make me a willing vessel for whatever it is you're calling me to. Because I want to be willing and obedient. Because I want to eat of the fat of the land. So we have to be willing to allow God to be the I am in our lives. We have to be willing to allow God to stretch us. Because if we refuse, he will leave us there until we see the error of our ways, and that means going through the process of the consequences for refusing God. I can tell you that is no fun. I don't know about you, but maybe you like the consequences of disobedience. Me personally, I'm not a big fan. So I've given God permission to stretch me however he sees fit, to make me fit for use in his kingdom, to use me as he will. Some days, that's easy. Most days, not so much. Because it means turning my will over to him and making his will, his perfect will, not his permissive will, but his perfect will, that which I long for, that which I desire. See, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. So if I'm in his perfect will, then I'm in his presence. And my joy is complete, no matter what the situation or circumstance looks like. We have to make sure that we are willing to allow God to be the I am in our lives, to stretch us. And as he's stretching us, we have to ask him, Lord, give us the growth through. So I thought I was going to finish this today. I will be coming back to you later this week. I will leave you with this. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and to the day of eternity. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you for that powerful on-time message, Prophet Kai. I am. I love it. I am allowing God to give me new growth. Thank you so much for that profound word shortly be coming back to us to close us out in a benediction, please. And let us go over a few announcements. Let us pray and pray over our prayer request this morning. Dear God, we thank you for your many, many blessings you share with us each and every day. We thank, Lord, we show us a new revelation. Hallelujah. A new way of doing things. And with your love and your power, we thank you right now, which Prophet Kai was sharing with us this morning. New growth. Hallelujah. I am allowing God. I am allowing God. New growth. We trust God. You make the decision that you're going to begin as small, but be able to hear his word. Go and listen to what God has to share with us. Hallelujah. Take it and break it down, she says. Make this decision. Go, Lord, we're just so thankful for this word this morning. I was just listening, God. I know she's talking to me, too. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, God. We want to bless Prophet Kai over and over again. Share the blessing, Lord. Give her the words that she knows to carry us through the day, Lord Jesus. Lord, bless her over and over again. Give her enough that she won't have enough room to contain it, God, but we know she's saying something that we all need to hear today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah this morning. I can't say but thank you. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for those words. I appreciate you so much. Lord, we pray for our two outstanding co-founders, Lord, Reverend Dr. Piccola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who are blessing us and sharing with the massive call. We thank everyone for joining us this morning. And thought it was not robbery to be with us. Lift up every dear's daily own family, Lord, for sharing artist life with us worldwide. And also, Lord, we want to thank the workers for sharing, helping us to get our products, moving our products to our homes. We thank you for every sick. We pray for every sick and shut in this morning, Lord. Visit the nursing home, the hospital, anyone that's incarcerated, Lord. Strengthen them like never before. Move them forward so they can be a blessing and able to get up and do the things they normally do, Lord Jesus. Lift up the bereaved family this morning, Lord. We're going to lift up the Weatherspoon family, Lord, the Jackson family, the Flanagan family, Reverend Dr. Piccola's friends, Reverend the Hightower family, Lord, the list goes on and on, Lord. You know them name by name. Oh, stop by, Lord. Give them the strength to go on, Father. We lift you. We thank you this morning. We comfort, please comfort them like never before. Lord, bless your blessings this morning. God, we love you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Lord, I know that everyone can want to hear this powerful message. And we want you also to share with everyone that you come in contact with. The playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Yes, this morning, please, everyone, connect to the this morning, the Power Couple will be doing the Healthy Men's Month. Any man in your life, please share this with them. And the erectile dysfunctional, that is the subject today. And that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. That PIN number, 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Again, I want to thank you, Minister Cole, for greeting us in that powerful prayer this morning. We so appreciate you. And thank you, Minister Ruth, for your praise and refuge. We so appreciate you. And, Lord, I want to thank Prophet Kai once again for that powerful message this morning. I am. Will you close us out in the benediction, please?
Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for allowing us to come into your presence, to be your children, for sending Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, to the cross so that we may be restored to right relationship with you, O God. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to make sure that we glorify you, we magnify you in all that we say and do. Father, we want to make sure that we walk according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.